morning, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Minister of Labour George Michaud has expressed optimism about resolving the Liberty Steel crisis as 150 employees entered their sixth month without pay. The industrial case, ongoing for 6 years, reached a critical point when the Dudelange-based plant filed for bankruptcy last November. At the Economic Committee meeting yesterday in Luxembourg City, the minister acknowledged the exhausting situation for the workers, assuring them they will not be forgotten. Luxembourg's government spent €160 million acquiring 208 off-plan properties last year, Housing Minister Claude Meisch has revealed. Of these properties, 48 will be ready for occupancy by the end of June. The initiative of acquiring private developments that are still under construction was launched 2 years ago to stimulate the real estate market and increase affordable housing stock. Grand Duke Henri and Prime Minister Luc Frieden will join an assembly of world leaders in Rome this weekend for the funeral of Pope Francis. The ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Saturday in St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis' coffin will be transferred to St. Peter's Basilica today for 3 days of lying in state. In world news, Britain hosts a new round of talks today involving the United States, Ukraine and European nations amid a new US effort to end Russia's war in Ukraine. The London meeting comes as US media reports that President Donald Trump is ready to accept recognition of annexed land in Crimea as Russian territory. And Nepal's first nationwide survey of the threatened snow leopard has revealed numbers are higher than previous estimates. There are around 400 of the elusive big cats in the Himalayan nation, wildlife officials said. The species are listed as vulnerable by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, but the survey offers a rare glimmer of hope for their future. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to today.lu. Starting with football, Cristiano Ronaldo's Al Nassr are one of the three big spending Saudi Arabian clubs hunting AFC Champions League glory on home soil when the final knockout stages begin on Friday. The Desert Nation will host the quarterfinals, semi-finals and the final of Asia's Premier Club competition from April the 25th to the 3rd of May in Jeddah. And former England cricket star Freddie Flintoff has spoken about his mental health struggles in one of his first interviews since his horrific car crash on the set of TV programme Top Gear. The 47-year-old spoke of his anxiety following the 2022 crash and admitted he initially found it hard to return to public life. For more sports stories, check out today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Light rain will persist this morning with a chance the sun might peek out from behind the clouds later on. Temperatures are starting off around 6 to 9 degrees and will rise to a maximum of 13 degrees in the afternoon.